So now I got a little story about how this whole thing happened, but it was about 11:30 last night, and I just, you know, the farmers called for this event like 1 week ago. They said, we're doing international solidarity. Who can help us? So we've been, everybody just going nuts, rocking out, trying to make this happen. And I wanna call out some of the people who are supporting this today. We've got a lot of organizations who've been on board: Ella Baker Center, Global Exchange, Communities for a Better Environment, Mandela Food Co-op, Ruckus Society, Women's Global Green Action Network, we got Code Pink, we got Rainforest Action Network, we got African People's Solidarity Committee, California Food and Justice, City Slicker Farms, The Livability Project, Oakland Institute, People's Grocery, Redefining Progress, and right now there's actually a solidarity event that's happening, and we got the POCC. And we also have a solidarity event that's happening in Bayview, Hunters Point, at the farmers market there today, that's being run by Bayview Hunters Family and Girls 2000. So it's happening also at the Berkeley Farmers Market, and it's happening in Otenco. It's happening in Mexico right now. So the next person that's going to come up, it was 11:30 last night, called all the speakers and realized this guy wasn't coming and I couldn't sleep. So we got on the phone and said, can you get down here? How can we get you on a flight? What's up? This is the man who ran the security for the encampment. He stayed at the farm and just kept staying at the farm until, you know, I don't even know. He did a lot to stay at the farm. Stayed up all night long, rallying people for four corners, 12 people on every corner, protecting this place. And he kept everybody psyched with his beats and his words, and he's here to say some of them today. So anyways, he hopped in his car at 3 a.m. last night with some people and drove here so he could be with us today. So give it up for Love.
Greetings. I'm one half of the security spearhead team, you know, that helped organize it all. I was the elected spokesperson for the security, securing the heads up so that, you know, we had a chance, which we did, and to get the word out, you know. I, for one, I've lived in Northeast Los Angeles between Glendale and Pasadena area for 25, 26 years, on and off. I didn't know about the South Central Farm until about a year ago. And about 8 months ago, I first visited it, and I would continue to do so, you know, every other month or every month. And it became more frequent because I was really spending a lot of time in the mountain areas, and I seek medicine and healing for my personal spirit, because the life the surrounding environment in the metropolis city, like Las Aztlan about to be found, is very difficult to hear yourself, you know, to breathe, to think and see clear. So the farm was like the obvious, like basically my Mother Earth. Like, the mountains and all is great, but if you can't feed yourself, you're not going to last long. And me, for one, I love people, and I love my tribe, I love my families, extended families, circles, you know, relations, all my relations. And we gotta eat, because the first thing in life we have when we're brought here is breath. And then the next thing is, well, food, nourishment, you know. We come out of love, but we need breath and nourishment. So on that, I guess I will not take it back, but take it forward, up, down, all directions, like the teacher Kuko spits. As we listen, we sit, or we stand, we ride bikes. Can we just continue to flow? Can we stay strong? Will it be the break of dawn when they come? Rush, rush. Who's got the guns? No need. On the outside, the greed. On the inside, we feed ourselves. Never felt better than how I did that week that was so strong, so long. My body shut down. What was wrong? Well, I looked for the strength of the majority and it was gone. Nine of us sitting, realizing we needed to be feeding ourselves, our minds, our souls, our spirit, to be grow. We were strong, we were fire. We were not wrong. The desire is to protect, is to feed ourselves, not neglect the respect that we definitely deserve. And it's due, way past than a ticket. I need food. Paper is debt. Look on the dollar, you'll see the threat. Don't live in regret. That's how they want us to be. Always reactionary, but now a foundation for a future family is arrived. Many different colors, all up inside. It's the same blood, same shrug when we seen the bulldozers going down. I seen it 3 hours before, but how? Did I not make a choice? What else can we do? Security, listening to an officer that's rude, that brutalizes my friend, for yanking his arm away from the man. Cucumber, squash, tomatoes, avocados. That's our artillery. My bullets were batteries. Walkie-talkies, A, B, C, D. Who the heck feels me? Do I like you? No. I love you, though. We all gotta save the farms, so let's get on the go. I'm not trying to be an authoritarian, I'm not the messenger. Let me begin and end by saying there is no beginning or ending, but if you really wanna disrespect me, you won't affect me. Cause even Horowitz can't tempt me to go to the violent type, but you know what, it's alright, cause when he speaks at night, I'm a magical messenger, mystically. A Mayan Mushikiyaki descendant. Lakota, Zulu, Shang, Celtic, Druid, everybody is one. This is how we gonna begin from the sun. But without the moon, the womb, the doom is soon to come. The end of the beginnings is soon to come. For those that wave swords and flags, that oppress people, leave children sad. Three little nephews asking me, I wanna go in. I wanna stand in front of the bulldozers so they can stop committing sin. Why are they doing that, love? What's gonna happen after that? How about maybe they just need a hug? Like I say, look at the sun and the moon, and if you can't stand it, you get consumed by your hate, your greed. 350 families with Jack simultaneously.